Welcome. John Mackey here with Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. This is Thursday, March 19th, 2015. Auto financing at record highs. Whether U.S. consumers are purchasing a new car or a used model, the odds are very high that an auto loan is involved. A full 84% of all new car buyers and a record high 52% of used car buyers financed vehicle purchases in the fourth quarter of 2014. The average loan amount for a new vehicle reached a record high of $28,381, up $950. Leasing also continues to increase, according to Experian, and that may be due to falling lease payments. The average monthly lease payment decreased $12 from a year ago to reach $408 in the fourth quarter. Experian also noted that the average credit score among lessees fell 2 points. In the fourth quarter, the average monthly payment for a new vehicle hit $482, the highest level on record. And straight from the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced that it is seeking public comment on how the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act of 2009, otherwise known as the CARD Act, has impacted consumers and the credit card market. The CFPB wants to know how the CARD Act has affected the daily lives of consumers and the behavior of industry. A third-party vendor utilized by Sacred Heart Health Systems out of Florida that they use for their billing operations was recently hacked, compromising the health information of approximately 14,000 patients. Hackers used a phishing attack to gain access to the email account of an employee of the billing vendor and were able to access patient names, date of service, date of birth, diagnosis and procedure, total charges, and physician names. About 40 of the patients also had their Social Security numbers compromised. Premera Blue Cross, a health plan in the Pacific Northwest, says it's notifying 11 million individuals about a cyber attack that exposed personal information. The March 17th announcement of the hack attack against Premera comes about 6 weeks after Anthem Inc., which operates Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans, announced the biggest health data breach to date, a hacker attack affecting 78.8 million individuals. That breach was just posted on the Department of Health and Human Services tally of major breaches. If Health and Human Services confirms details of the Premera hacking incident, it would become the second largest breach on the federal tally. Mortgage default rates remain largely unchanged in February amidst mixed results nationwide, according to data released by the S&P Dow Jones Indices and Experian. The indices found that the first mortgage default rate decreased by 2 basis points in February to 1%, while the second mortgage default rate increased 2 basis points to 0.66% during the same period. For the first mortgage default rate, this was the first decrease seen since July of 2014. The West Virginia House of Delegates passed a bill over the weekend that makes some rather specific changes to the state's Consumer Credit and Protection Act relating to debt collection, including a codification of abusive call volume. The bill previously passed the state Senate and will now be sent to the governor. The legislation updates the state's Consumer Credit and Protection Act. It was supported by financial service interests in the state, including the Community Bankers of West Virginia. Most significantly, it doubles the amount creditors can charge consumers on a delinquent account and spells out the number of allowed debt collection calls and contacts in a week. Debt collectors in West Virginia will be allowed no more than 30 calls to a person in a week and 10 telephone conversations per week. The bill strikes the previous language of repeatedly or continuously from present law. A late amendment offered by the House Democrats would have reduced those allowances to 5 calls per week and 2 conversations, but it was withdrawn the day before passage. The following is an opinion. They have now just legalized harassment. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.